Okay, so here we are, Manuela. We are going to do a super cool podcast today together. Yeah. And every time when I have a podcast, I always ask them, my guests to introduce themselves.
So you're asking me?
Yes.
My name is Manuela. I live in Mallorca. I'm doing all kinds of things. Who I am is a very big question.
Yeah.
I'm about to find out.
Yeah.
all I know is I'm kind of a field of limitless potentials, and I gotta follow my gut feelings.
Yeah.
If you want to know what I'm doing, I'm a coach since 22 years. Before that, I was running a publishing company for 10 years.
Wow.
I burned out first and had cancer. I organized seminars all over the world for dentists. It was a nice, lucrative niche.
Yeah.
But I noticed that something is not right.
Uh-huh.
The organizing center was fine. I loved the fact when I'm in the big chaos, let's say, where nothing can be 100% planned, something happens and you got to sort it out, deal with the situation. This is when I flourished, when I noticed I like that. There is a growing potential in this. And so anyway, so since 22 years, I'm coaching, life coaching during walks. I got an innovation prize for that in 2006 for having the idea of putting things together. I don't think it's that different. I'm sure there's many, many people in ancient cultures who have done the same thing, just called it differently. And I'm still doing this. Sometimes I'm booked for groups. I love any kind of, let's say, appointment when I don't know what it's going to be, and I have the opportunity to improvise and follow my guts and not just what I know with the brain.
Wow, very, very interesting. I think we should go back to that later on in this pod, because I recognize that in myself as it's like gasoline on the fire. When I don't have an agenda, I just need to be in the moment and operate from the moment and then do the things with people. I get so excited.
And you're on fire, and everybody else gets on fire too.
Yeah, on fire. So for the people who are listening now, so Manuela, we met her in Mallorca on our amazing retreat that we had there, a beautiful retreat with 30 people. And in the end of the retreat, we had a certification process with Thomas Grønning, the eight, who is now certificated in the method of nine life energies. And we asked people to come, and you showed up, and it was such a beautiful experience with you. You were like a shining light into the room. As soon as you came into the room, it was beautiful. And Paolo and I, as teacher, we were sitting there, and it's like, oh my God, it's a beautiful, perfect example of a human being who is a life force, life energy tree, with a beautiful life force. And it's super obvious. I mean, she has the collarbones, she has the beautiful smile, she has these sparkling eyes. And we were whispering to each other, and Thomas, he could see it. And then also Und, probably the next one who's able to do the certification, she walked up to you and she was mesmerized. So she kind of got so into your beautiful eyes and beautiful being, so she lost a little bit track about her typing or identification process. But it was super clear that you are a person who ignites the fire of creation. It's that's what we say about three. So I just want to I just want to tell that to the audience who's listening to this podcast. It's super, super nice. And then before we move on, then we have this cool thing that's going on in Rondon, in the mountain of Norway. And I went to your webpage and I saw that you are the walking guru coaching person. And I my mind started to create at once. And I said, so why don't I just call her or send an email and ask her if she wants to come? And I invite her over and we see what's happening.
And I'm coming.
Coming, yeah. Yeah. So
exactly.
Yeah. So before we go to Rondon and before we talk more about tree, because we are both life energy tree, you and I, and you have your experience through life, I have my experience, but in the essence of who we are quite similar. We're quite similar. We like fire, we like things that's happening in the moment, we like to create from the moment, and we like, there is some kind of, we are not dangerous type, there is something we like that, yeah, maybe it's dangerous type. Just jump on the train, go to Norway, and then jump on the airplane and go to Norway. So let's talk about, I want to go back. Before we move on, I want to go back and ask you more about the burnout. It's a very interesting thing for two people to learn about. If that's okay with you to share. So how did you recognize it?
Well, I didn't get diagnosed by a doctor. I didn't go to a doctor as such. I just had all the symptoms.
Oh.
I couldn't concentrate really anymore. My whole life was responsibilities, and nothing had to do with me. I have to. Like, that was it. And then when I got home, let's say I finished work at 6, and then I would invite sometimes people for dinner, work related, and I got home. And then I had my little home office and a fax machine at the time.
Yeah.
And then I still had things to do because it's not getting less tomorrow, right? It piles up. You got with it. Otherwise, you're going to get like this. Yes. Yeah. And so there I was doing things at night to keep it up. I had two small children. And I felt bad about not spending quality time on it. When I had the time, I wasn't really, I was just so tired, exhausted.
Yeah.
You see, I felt bad about being tired now that I'm free with the kids. And it was just a nightmare. And then I couldn't sleep. Let's say I probably did sleep, but you feel like as if you were thinking all night long about what else you've got to do.
Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh. That was how it felt.
And what was your medicine? What did you do in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, I went to a psychologist.
Okay.
I thought, let's get help. This person can fix you. That was the idea. Yeah. So I went for a couple of years. And then this person said, you should go to couple therapy. And I thought, oh, no, on top of it, couple therapy. So I told my first ex-husband.
Yeah.
I said, listen, that girl says we should go to couple therapy. He says, that's okay. I don't have a problem. You go do it. All right. So the guy, the couple therapist says, I can tell you now, this is not going to work out. Just forget about it. I figure he's not motivated. Anyway, I went another couple of years into this analyzing thing, you know, Freudian analysis, which is great. You understand everything. You go to the very depth, you know, the childhood thing and this and that and don't know what. You understand it all, but it doesn't change a thing.
No, it doesn't change anything. Right? Okay.
No, it doesn't change a thing. So here I am knowing it all, but it didn't change a thing. So at the end, I decide, all right, I can divorce without feeling bad about myself, because this is the at least an honest decision. And we managed to be friends, and we managed, I decided to live close to my ex-husband and the kids. We managed the kids well, and the money, I didn't care about the money. I just wanted to peace, quiet, and be a person, not a person, a human being again, right? Not this machine, functioning thing. So that was it. But during this time, I looked for a new job. I left the business behind. I left and the security, that kind of security, the financial security. I went to the unemployment office. Let's say first, on the weekends, when I was off, I would walk in the park in the English Garden in Munich up north, until after 5 hours or so, something went like,
wow,
and I arrived here.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
It was my personal little experiment. I didn't have a goal. I just decided, I'm going to walk until I'm quiet, and then I go home. That was my remedy.
Yeah.
And during the time I went to the unemployment office for the first time in my life, I was 35 years old. And the girl said, for people like, I told her, you can send me anywhere. This is not going to work out. I'm in such a mess. I need a total reset. Right? and she says, for people like you, we don't have no money.
Yeah.
All right. I had studies and experience and languages and stuff. Right? But I'm also, like you probably, a rather positive person.
Yeah, of course.
So I said, I understand. Do you have another idea? And she goes around the corner and brings a sheet with one line crossed out. And that was me filling in the place for somebody who had canceled last minute. For a seminar called Mental Power Coaching.
Oh.
It was one of these magical things that happen that you cannot imagine. I had several of those.
Yeah.
And it was behind my house. It was 3 days after I went to the unemployment office. They paid for my education. And my neighbors picked up the kids and took them home 2 hours longer after school. Everything was sorted. So I went there, and I had to give a talk, and I'm good at talking one-to-one, and I have, you know, compassion, empathy, the whole thing, but in public,
Yeah.
Right? So I had to give a talk to these people that I already know since 2 weeks or so, 5 minutes preparation, 5 minutes talking, and I was stressed out, but I knew if I don't do this now, I'm never going to be happy with myself anymore.
Wow, cool statement.
I put myself under this. I had to do this. It's ridiculous, right? I can't be a victim of this crazy habits from the past. So I figured I'm going to talk about something that's really, 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 really important. So important that I cannot hold back.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I called the talk Walking During Lunch Break. Pros, cons, conclusion, simple. And when I started, I still thought, oh, me talking in public and stuff.
Yeah.
But then I saw these eyes.
Yeah.
They were
and
we were connected.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about all the bullshit from the past. And I just kept going because it was really important and I had to share it, right? And this was the beginning of the Walking Guru coaching.
Yeah.
Then a friend of mine, she sent me a client. She needed to cope stress, burn fat and stuff. And anyway, it just happened. But also during that time, it was before the seminar. Before the seminar, exactly. It was before the seminar. I went through the divorce. I had first a new job before I did the seminar. I almost forgot about that. And it was just the big thing
yeah.
that really made a big shift. I had a job before that, half day job, could pick up the kids after school, everything, and enough money to pay for everything. And then I had a problem with my boss.
Oh.
Turns out he liked me more than I liked him. And there
Uh-huh.
was no way out. He felt I am whatever, I'm not the person of trust that I thought I was, and things like that,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So it was an issue. And I decided I gotta go. I gotta go. And I said, no way, what's happening here, right? So, and then I went to the, no, and then I went to a dermatologist because of a little wart in my finger that I had since quite some time.
Oh.
And she said, did anybody look at your spots on the skin? I said, no, you better go to a university clinic. They have better equipment than I do, and it's paid by the security, your insurance, right? So I go to university, cut long story short, I was diagnosed with stage 4 out of 5 skin cancer, which is very aggressive.
Wow.
And if it would have had spread, they wouldn't have done they wouldn't have done anything anymore. And when I first got the message, I thought, I don't, not me. But then it hit me like 10 minutes later, right?
Oh,
I realized, I can't die now. I have 2 children. That's a no-no, a no-go. I cannot. But also, and this is kind of the sad part, I noticed the nature of the mind and how I had been fooling myself.
Oh.
I noticed everything had been kind of a struggle up to now, right?
Yeah.
A struggle. It wasn't really fun. I mean, I did a lot of things. I traveled the world. I have a pilot's license.
Yeah.
All this stuff, right? But I noticed if it wasn't for the kids, well, then I would die.
Yeah.
And that was sad. This is what woke me up, where I realized, oh, you've got to step in and take charge of your life, right? And then this walking guru thing happened, and it was my passion
Yep.
to inspire.
Yeah, passion to
It
inspire.
was clear that I was meant to inspire, but not necessarily my thing. I never thought it was that's different. I'm sure there's so many people who did the same thing before and just called it differently. Well, anyway, this inspiration gene, I'm very aware that I have it.
Yeah.
I can feel it. It's important to me. And when I don't do it, it feels like I'm off track. I'm off
I
track.
completely agree with you. As the same energy as you, I just need to inspire people. I need to be inspired, and I like it, and I like to use energy. But I know after many years that I need to take better care of myself. So I have this time out, I'm eating better, I'm sleeping better. And of course, I have, not of course, but I have had, I didn't get cancer, but I was, what happened with me is that I was fooling myself. And I recognize it when you say it. I was fooling myself for a long time. And I get this chill in my body when I talk about it because I recognize it when you said it. So I hit a car. A person was sitting in a cell phone. I hit a car in 50 kilometers on my bike. And I broke the front window. And I was flying through the air. But I was so lucky. I went out of the hospital without a scratch. And something, God or Buddha or whoever you call it, something grasped me and said, you have to stop doing everything you do. And everything went into silence for me. I didn't have one single thought for about 1 week or 10 days or so. And that shifted everything. That's the story. But what was behind it was, oh my God, I have been fooling myself. So I went to the swimming pool with Leon, my son, and it's like I became present with my family again. I was just like you. I was just running on a treadmill. So I like that, you know, the feeling you get when you start to see again after something really hits you.
Right.
It's amazing, beautiful present moment when you see, it's like you see light again.
Unfortunately, that moment doesn't stay forever.
No.
I'm saying is, you want to nurture that seed.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's and super. Nurturing that seed, it's not done with better, harder, more.
Okay, cool. So I'm into your story. So you went through this and you started to do this, and now you are taking clients out and you walk with them. And for how long time, and how do you do it?
It has changed with the years. I don't do it a lot recently because I'm doing other things as well. Usually I go for an hour to an hour and a half, and I do let's say grounding exercises depending on the person, depending on the situation. Yeah. First I have a phone call. I even do it over the phone, like say they walk, I walk, and when I have the introductory phone call and then we have the first coaching session, I wipe out all the information that I have and I'm brand new again in that situation with that person, as if I wouldn't know about anything that's going on in their mind. Give it kind of a brand new chance.
Yeah.
And then I listen compassionately, and then there is something, I would call it something bigger than me. It's kind of working through me, asking the most impossible questions that sometimes scares people, wakes up, and they say things like, how do you know? Or something, you know? So there's this intuition part that works in those moments, which I cannot plan. I would never want to do an online course, this automized things where you record everything and people sign up and they pay a couple of $100 and all these things. That's so much not it for me.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So being in the moment, being present in the moment is super, super cool experience. And I feel I understand you. There is something talking through. Me talk, I understand you. Something talking through is like, what is it? I think it's the source of, I think this is, it's the source that talks through you and come through you and gets into people.
Well, I think there's so many possibilities, right?
Yeah.
When we get out of the way with our predetermined thinking, expectations and all these things, let's say we could go like this,
yeah,
then we can be open to all kinds of possibilities.
Yes. Do you,
I can't force it,
no,
but
no,
I can allow it.
Well, I still do it, but then I struggle. I there is still times when I lose myself and I, you know, I don't do it in the right way or whatever way I'm going to explain it, but I recognize it's super, super. I'm wondering about something else. Do you feel, I'm starting to get into this with Life Energy 3 because it's so obvious that you are a Life Energy 3 and we're going to experience more about that when you get to, to Norway. I'm wondering, do you get what you focus on? Do you get everything you want?
I don't really focus so clearly on things from the outside. It feels like my goals are different. I don't have this material clear goals as such. I need that spark. I feel it or I don't feel it. When I feel it, then I go for it. If I don't feel it, I don't. And I don't have this, I want this car, and I want to make the money for to have this car, or I want to have three places and three places in the world, and these things. I don't have this. I need to live it in order to feel it. And then I can say, right, left, right. That's how it works for me.
Yeah. You're a super example of what we call, when we say life energy tree, I think many of those who are listening to this, you can recognize her pureness in her cleanness, because it's such a, everything for tree is about that spark, that inspiration. And as soon as we get into schedules and agenda and things, it's like we get stiff. It's like we get stiff.
Frozen.
Yeah, frozen. It's like, oh. So I sent you an invitation about Rondana. You live in Mallorca. This is an amazing story. So you live in Mallorca. We met one time. I sent you an invitation a little bit back and forth, and you said, yes, I'm coming.
It felt right. That's why it felt right. And also, I mean, I probably, in September, it's probably not very warm there, and I'm not used to cold, and I'm not sure if I have the right equipment and all this. However, I am also adventurous.
Yeah.
I like adventure. I like challenge. If I don't have, I mean, I don't have to do all this risky super sports. I don't have to have it all kind of check boxes. No. However, I am attracted by, there's a growth opportunity. I'm going to go there. Yeah. I like to face my fears. I have experienced that, where the fear is, there's a huge door opening. I mean, obviously, I'm not fighting with lions every day.
No, I understand. Yeah. So how does your... So you're coming to Norway, to Rondana, which is a huge inspiration for us. And I think you will be an amazing resource for the resource, I mean, sorry for my language, resource for the group. And do you have any expectation, or is it just, okay, I'm going?
To be honest with you, I didn't have any expectations.
That's what I was suspicious about.
I didn't have any expectations. But now that we're talking, I notice I'd love to do some improvisational games type of thing with these people that I don't know.
And,
you know, challenge these fears or whatever in a playful way.
Yeah.
That's what I, right now, I feel like. That would be fun.
Yes, of course. And we need, that's what I, so when I do seminars, when I do retreats, of course there is a structure. We need to know where we're going to meet, when we need to know what we're going to eat, and where is the toilet, and where do we sleep. That's basically what we need to know. And then we create with the people who's there. That's the coolest thing. So I'm really up for it, that you do something on Saturday or Sunday or Friday or Thursday. It depends on it when it fits. We meet on Thursday. You come together with Marina up in the mountains, and my brother from north of Norway, which is a super experienced adventure. He's a mountain man. He has dogs and horses, and he's always out in the mountains. I'm also experienced, but I'm like 20% of him. So he is helping with all the, we have base camp tents from, it's like a Himalaya base camp tents, and we eat together on Thursday. And we are gathering the people. No, so far it's about 20 people who have signed up. I guess it's going to be more. A whole family is coming. One of those who's coming is, she, I work with her. She's an she used to be an HR director in the biggest mobile company in Norway. She's coming with her kids. It's not kids anymore because the girls are 26 years old or 22 years old. And her new husband, she's coming. And it's wonderful. She's bringing her daughters with her. And she's also a very experienced person. And it's so cool that we use the energy that we have in the group and we create from there on Saturday. Of course, we are going to work with the 9 life energies so we get more physical experience with it through the day. But we do it through the people who's there. For example, with you, who is a 3. So we get a flavor of who you are when you are here.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm all curious.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful area of North. I think it's I can say it's the heart of the mountains in Norway. Okay. let's go back to you again with the way you work, because I'm curious about that, the way you work. So how did you come up with the name, the Walking Guru? How did you?
In fact, when I started, I called my website InnoMakers, Innovation Makers, right? And then I was in America, and it was a girl who said, you've got to call this Walking Guru. I'm saying guru sounds too crazy. On the other hand, it's nice and provoking.
Yeah.
So it was actually her idea, that girl's idea. So I changed the name to Walking Guru. Yeah, that's how it came up. But as I said, things have changed. In the beginning, I used to work 3 times a week, early in the morning with the same person to change habits, like structured experience. Later on, I worked only here and there. Right now, I'm working also on the phone. People walk, I walk, and I explain to them how to, for instance, ground or breathe into the stretch and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I did little audios on SoundCloud, and I'm always creating something. I'm always creating something, but I don't work so much.
I'm just wondering about, so because people are going to listen to this, and people who is going with us to London, and also other people are of course listening to the my podcast that has about 25,000 people who is listening to it. Sometimes it's 1,000 people listening to one, and they always ask me, but what's the background of the person? What have they been doing? What is the courses they have done? What is it something that we haven't done that we should hear about? So what have you been through in your life?
It's funny. I just wrote a blog post today about certain things like that. I think I called it Who Are You or something.
Yeah.
Funny. Just today. Just came. Anyway, my background is I come from a middle-class family. I have life experience, you could say traumatic things happening, like most people have.
Yeah.
I forgot certain things and I remembered certain things. Then I was able to understand how the human brain works, the human mind works. Wow, interesting. Oh. I wrote a book about it called Headless Chicken. Working with ayahuasca in the jungle of Peru, which wasn't the plan either, but it happened.
Wow.
For 19 ceremonies. And anyway, so my background is I studied business and I went abroad, came back, and started this business organizing seminars, burnt out, survived cancer. And then I did this coaching seminar during 1 month, 8 hours a day. Then I felt the urge to share it.
Yeah.
Before that, I also did a course in America at Cooper Institute. Kenneth Cooper at the time. I did an article of him in one of the magazine. He was the guru of aerobic workout, jogging. There's a thing called Cooper charts. When you run this much in that time, you are this and that healthy kind of thing. So he did the first studies about what is healthy for the heart, how fat burning works, and these type of things. And that's where I learned, what was he called? Physical fitness specialist in Dallas. I did it for myself. I never thought I would use that later on. But then with the coaching, it kind of just clicked, no? Then here in Mallorca, I did another seminar, a course for 3 months, corporate coaching, which was quite interesting. How you can use this package to inspire a group, make them curious enough to move, whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. And then I also, oh yes, there was this one, I had a client, her mother was an alcoholic. And she went to a psychologist here in Mallorca who made out of a all-life alcoholic a time-to-time drink a glass of wine drinker.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, that's interesting. I want to know that guy. So I just gave him a call. I said, listen, I think this is so great what you're doing. I don't know how you do it. I'm not a psychologist, but this is what I'm doing. If we ever have a chance to work together, I'm in. And believe it or not, I think it was 2 or 3 years later the guy calls me. It was years later, I already forgot about it. And he says, there's an opening. I want you to be my sports coach or so. So yeah, I did walking and coaching with the people, but not that much coaching, more listening, because they were doing therapy and I was their companion. Their nude companion. I also went, for instance, horseback riding with them, or just anything that they felt I'm afraid of it, or I want to do it, I'm curious about it.
Yeah.
So, and that was such a sweet cooperation. I was busy as a lot, very busy. And this guy also organized seminars for doctors. So I had the chance to do other trainings, which were actually for doctors. One is called Psychosomatic Basic Knowledge or something. It's for doctors. Anyway, I was just part of the group. They were all doctors, and I would walk with the doctors during the break, because doctors and teachers are one of the most burnout,
yes,
exposed people, really, right? Working with all these humans all the time. And so I did that, and the psychosomatic thing, everything clicked. It just kind of happened. And it's moving. It's moving. It's not set in stone. I'm constantly kind of growing. And then I did a seminar with the same group of people, which is hypnotherapy, twice during a week, where we were three people training on hypnotherapy. I would never call myself a hypnotherapist because I'm not a doctor. I didn't get the receipt. But I understand how it works. And all I do is I transmit to people how it works. Yeah. So instead of saying, I'm going to do hypnotherapy with you, which is very similar to yoga, nidra, and all these things, the relaxation stuff, right? Talking to the subconscious, I tell my clients, I'm going to teach you how to do this yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you've experienced it, you had a little glimpse. And you become curious and you realize, ooh, there's so much more possible that I don't know about it. It's a subconscious thing, no? But without, let's say, doctoring the thing, I work more with curiosity.
Cool.
That's a bit my background. But then what I'm also doing, it just kind of happened here in Mallorca, I'm modeling and acting.
Wow.
And that was totally out of my radar. I never thought about that.
Wow.
But it was certainly something where I thought, I'm certainly enough afraid of it to be curious how it is.
That's a very cool statement again.
And then funny enough, I mean, I'm not a typical model, but I'm certainly representing the healthy lifestyle. So I was busy. I was busy, and I still am. Like hotels, spa, healthy lifestyle, healthy food, that kind of thing. And acting. And the acting is super interesting. And I can feel there's something in the oven that is kind of cooking, and I don't know what's coming out yet.
That's so
but there's cool. something.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, the acting part is so interesting because, like I told you before, I'd never been that person who stands in front of the people. And so, and during the acting, I mean, when I'm booked for an acting gig, there's a camera, there's all these people, or for a commercial, TV commercial, so much money. And they work 2 days on 30 seconds, and you're the one they booked. You gotta make sure you do it right, no? So I'm very responsible. And it's so interesting in that moment how you can get over all these old limiting ideas.
Yeah.
You know? And I love to play with that and have people play with that too. That's I love that. That's kind of you start being alive in the very moment. Forget about what you thought about yourself yesterday. You can't do this, let's say, hardcore, right? You got to do it playfully. And that's what I love to explore.
I like
and also make people explore.
Like yourself. So we get a sense of we get a feeling of you, Manuela, and we also get the chance to meet you when you get here in Norway. In Rondane, that's which is going to be from the 7th to the 10th of September. Before we go more into that, I am curious about how your day look like. When are you up in the morning? What are you? You look very healthy. When are you up in the morning? What are you doing? What are you eating? What are you drinking? When are you sleeping? And so on.
That's very funny too, because I mean, I have been into the healthy lifestyle thing since ever.
Yeah.
And my experience is, it's great to be healthy, to eat healthy and to do healthy things and so on. But it doesn't work if we become so strict. It's the same thing, right? We need some kind of a balance. And if it's too stiff, that balance, there's no more life.
Yeah.
Right? But so I've been experimenting with all kinds of things. For instance, I've traveled to India a few times and I bumped into a Swami who told me, I mean, an Indian guru in the middle of nowhere. He was the only white person. He taught me some yoga. I stayed there for 5 weeks. I canceled the idea to go to the Himalayas because I figured now this is more important now. Ever since I've been practicing yoga, but I don't do yoga like the Indians do. For me, it's very important to cut my own ritual every once in a while.
Yes.
The coffee, the this, the that, the healthy stuff. Doesn't mean that I have to eat junk just to cut my healthy ritual. No. However, whenever I feel like there's no more life in this is too stiff. I just purposely explore, I call it like an experiment to do something different. So in a moment, I don't get up early. However, I wake up early. I can wake up in the middle of the night, like 3:30, 4, 5 o'clock. And I have these inspirations.
Yeah.
And song lyrics. So that's my latest thing. I'm writing songs. I even put them on Spotify. So I don't, when I get up, I almost every day do some kind of a ritual, usually yoga, sometimes Tai Chi or Qigong or a mixture of it. And approximately twice a year, I check out if I'm still fit jogging. So I jog, I'm curious enough, and then I jog for half an hour to see if it still works well. And in terms of eating, in the summer here, it's so hot, I don't have much appetite.
Oh.
So I mix a nice shake in the morning with oats and peanut butter and fruit and things. Other than this, I love to mix up breakfasts. Like, yeah, sometimes I have toast with my daughter was visiting the other day. She did the most beautiful breakfast with toast with salmon and avocado and things like that. Like totally different. I like the change.
Yeah, cool. You will like the food we're going to eat. One of these is called römmegröt. It's a traditional dish where they cook the. It's I think the best way to explain it, they cook the sour cream and they take the fat off and you get a sour taste, and it's sugar and cinnamon, and butter. And it's super interesting. And they were eating that, especially up in the mountains in the summertime, taking the milk from the cows, which they were taking care of. Because in Norway, so much in the summer, they were always taking the cows up in the mountains to get less flies and bugs and things like that. So that's where they started with that tradition, and we're going to explore that and taste it when we are in the mountain, in the heart of Norway.
I love these things. I'm not into pork. Other than this, I hardly eat meat, but I'm curious enough to taste all kinds of things at least. And I tend to go to bed early, like 10, 11. But cool. If I go out one day and the music is nice, I can also dance till the morning.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. When you come over to Norway, we will take care of, so we have what you need, a sleeping bag and the things you need. I'm talking with Marina about it. We will take care of that. When we see what you need. So you don't need to think about that. And we're going to sleep outside on Thursday, and we're going to sleep inside on Friday, Saturday, and then we walk over the mountain, and we're going to go to a beautiful place. We have a system in Norway. It's called DNT. Is the it's a tourist union with a lot of rich people who over many, many years have given money. So they build these cottages, these places, cabins up in the mountains so people can come and visit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it's an amazing story. And they are so beautiful. And we're going to end up there, and then we take the bus back through the landscape and back to the place where we have the cars. It's going to be an unbelievable cool retreat. And I'm so looking forward to have you with us. I'm so looking forward to have my, and you're a shining star. You're a living force. You're a super example of a life energy tree who have been through all these things that we need to go through to become ourselves. So you will be a huge resource for the group.
Thank you. I'm super honored to come and to explore together. And for me, what you were saying about me, this is what I see in each and everybody. I find it so exciting, each individual being so different.
Yeah.
Right? I find this the most and all these different worlds. That's what gives the spark to the whole thing.
This is so cool. So we know about it, we feel it, we understand it, but when you get more into it and you experience in the body, for example, you as a life energy tree, when you, for example, do life energy 9 and we push on you, and not with force, just with energy, and you expand and you feel the breath through your cells in the body, you actually experience another reality. you experience the reality of somebody who has a different nature than yourself. But it's still the soul.
Definitely.
It's still the life energy. We're still human beings. And we're still different. But at the same time, wow, is this what they experience? Yeah, that's how they see life. And that's what we're going to do on Saturday. It's going to be amazing and cool because it looks like we have all the 9 different energies in the group so far.
That's so cool. I mean, I remember being at your seminar when, who was the person who pushed me?
Yeah,
what energy was he?
He's an 8, Thomas, the 8, yeah.
He was an 8. Anyway, all I remember is standing there, realizing, that's interesting. What's happening? I felt like strong.
Yeah.
strong as if I had big time muscles or something.
Yeah.
It was a super interesting experience.
Yeah. And I remember the connection I got with you when we were looking at each other in our eyes and we got that moment of inspiring. First, we're a little bit focused and then we get this inspiring moment of, it's like everything is, it's like in a bubble where everything is quiet, but we see everything. At the same time, we see each other. And it's such a beautiful experience to see the, I think, jumping into the other person's energy and swim together. I think that's what it's about.
I remember that feeling, and it was very easy for me to explain the feeling. You asked very precise questions, and it was so easy for me to explain, and I kind of hit it. This is how it feels, and it's pretty spectacular. Oh boy. Uh-huh. I remember because I also followed my gut feeling to go to your seminar. Remember, it was what's her name? A lady who asked to go.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot the name. But the from the wine company, there was a person.
No, from the tour guy, from the tour company, I think. Anyway, she.
Oh, Marina, she was, maybe Marina from our company.
I remember her name, just not okay. Right now.
That's okay.
Yeah. And I figured I am open, but I figured just first listen.
Yeah.
So I listen, and then I get some information. I figured, sure, will I come?
Wow, that's so
and I, sure. And it was such a beautiful experience, really. I didn't expect anything. I thought I'm there like a guinea pig where people can see if they've learned what they're supposed to learn. But for me, it was a beautiful experience as well.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's really, that's what we are doing our best to be about. To have this nice atmosphere where we can enjoy each other and create a magical experience for people and also for ourselves. It's a give and take. It's the more present we are and the more great atmosphere we have in our bodies, the more beautiful it becomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the beauty is, we didn't talk that much, right? It becomes so boring when everything is put into words.
Yes, yes.
So sterile kind of thing. Yeah, and so I'm super excited to go to Norway's nature and walk, take my body out. Some adventure.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And again, we will take care of everything you need. We have all the equipment. So you just come with yourself and, of course, bring what you want. And Marina will be in contact with you again and take care of everything.
Wonderful. I'm so grateful. I'm really looking forward.
I'm looking forward to
see you. The world.
Okay. Thank you so much for your sharing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up at the seminar in Mallorca. Thank you for saying yes to come to Norway and for all your energy. And I'm everybody who's listening to this, you need to come and meet Manuela. She's here and she's a treat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel so honored. I want to say one last thing.
Come on.
I have a mantra. And the mantra is surprise me.
Yeah.
And it works so beautifully.
Yeah.
So in this sense, I'm super grateful that I have been surprised in such a wonderful way. Thank you so much.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.